Hello, gentlemen. This is Billy.
And Lauren from the Diamond Air, now in downtown St. Charles.
So you just took your lady out to your favorite Italian restaurant. And after a couple of cocktails, that forbidden word comes out. Yep, marriage. This sound familiar?
Billy, when are we going to get married?
What do you do? Do you buy yourself some time and get her a pair of studs?
We can help you with that, too.
Should you gamble and buy your ring online, sight unseen?
Or are you going to buy her that cookie-cutter ring from a chain store?
Because you do kind of love her, and yep, you've got the butterflies, and she is the one. Well, at the Diamond Air, I match and set the finest quality diamonds for everything, from engagement ring settings to stud earrings. Come to me, skip the middleman, and I guarantee you the best prices in fine diamond jewelry. You will be greeted by beautiful ladies, sit in our comfortable diamond salon, and even enjoy a beer while you shop.
Call 630-355-RING to schedule an appointment.
Or stop by the Diamond Air, where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Boy, don't I know it.
Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Nick Szepkowski. Game 4 Stanley Cup Final tonight. Blackhawks trail the Lightning in the series 2-1. Christopher Stieg will be in this evening. Brian Bickle out with just a scratch. David Rundblad and Kyle Kaminsky scratched also defensively. That means Kimmo Tiiminen and Johnny Oduya likely in. Injury-wise, it wasn't just the players that are fighting through the injury bug at practice today.
Joel, so you took a nasty spill out there. I want to make sure you're okay, first of all.
Yeah, I recovered quickly, yeah.
Okay.
Kevin said he was going to get me, too.
Seemed to be a nice, light moment, maybe ease some tension. Did you get that sense on the ice?
The boys always have fun when a coach goes down.
Kimmo Tiiminen, Johnny Oduya likely in defensively for the Hawks. Ben Bishop starting for the Lightning and net. 7:20 puck drop at United Center tonight. Bears held their final OTA open to the media this morning. Martellus Bennett still a no-show. Kyle Long today practiced at right tackle. And he says that his main goal, well, just to get better.
I just continue to have my football IQ go up. I think the higher your football IQ is, the slower the game is. From a reaction standpoint, you see things before they happen. You can communicate certain things to your teammates pre-snap, and I think it helps everybody. I mean, if there's five guys up there with a high football IQ, there tends to be less chaos in the backfield.
Sox go for a sweep against Houston tonight at U.S. Cellular Field. Jose Quintana on the mound in that one. Cubs the second of two quick ones in Detroit. Jake Arrieta and Shane Green in the pitching matchup there. Today, FIFA announced that it will suspend the bidding process for the 2028 World Cup, this following allegations of fraud and money laundering involving the 2010, 2018, and 2022 World Cups. International soccer today, U.S. men's team beats Germany 2-1 in a friendly. The scoreboard update brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse. Today, the Dow up 236, NASDAQ up 63, and the S&P plus 25. The closing bell is brought to you by HLP Mortgage. If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Join 670 The Score's Matt Spiegel at Ameristar Casino in East Chicago, Indiana, tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enter for your chance to win great prizes, brought to you by Ameristar. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight, 6:35, when the Sox take on the Astros on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Boars and Bernstein.
LeBron James.
Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
4-3 Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. Yeah, I've learned this too. Time has taught me that everybody always has fun when the coach goes down, except Dennis Hastert. That didn't seem to work out well.
Actually,
I'm not an expert.
If you listen to his quote exactly, he said the boys always have fun when a coach goes down.
Yeah, all right. Call Plano. See how he what.
Probably not fun.
Yeah, something tells me right now, looking at him, not fun.
We're looking forward to having a conversation soon with our guy, Zach Harper of CBSSports.com, who has been covering the NBA Finals. And there are There have been all kinds of storylines. Right now, it's been just the Matthew Dellavedova, who is this guy stuff. And apparently, his Q rating in Australia isn't very high either. They don't even really know who he is there. I was looking at a piece of the Wall Street Journal that there hasn't not a lot of high name recognition for him.
It's waiting for him, though. He goes home. He's got it all. If he goes home, huge.
I don't think so.
Do they care? What do they really care about? Do you know?
Drinking.
Yeah, but do they, like their soccer team, the women's side, is that a big deal, Em? I don't know what you do.
Aussie rules football is huge. Yeah. Rugby is huge. Yeah.
And avoiding things that'll kill you. Also huge.
Cricket is big in Australia.
Yeah.
Avoiding numerous things that will kill you. Yeah, that's good advice.
I mean, there's a lot of things that will kill you.
Aren't they the country that has the most things that will kill you? Didn't we go through some of this stuff?
Yeah, that's correct.
Like venomous snakes and the blue-ringed octopus and all the great white sharks.
The jellyfish. Yep, and jellyfish.
I don't think the jellyfish can kill you.
I think he's on the list.
I don't think so.
I think there's one on the list.
It can sting you. I don't think it can kill you. The blue-ringed octopus can kill you. That I know for sure. Oh,
right.
That's a reach.
Not really.
Yeah. Zach Harper is on Twitter at Talk Hoops, and he joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, this has to be a pleasure for you, Zach, and welcome back to Sports Radio 670 The Score, because, man, this basketball, just everything that's going on out there, is as entertained as I have been by this sport in a very, very long time. I don't know if you can say the same.
No, I've been absolutely entertained, and I have no idea what is going on in this sport anymore, by the way, because everything I thought I knew about basketball has been flipped on its head just in the past three games, because we've been all about shooting and efficiency and passing and pace and all this stuff, and LeBron James and David Blatt and the rest of the Cavs have just said, no, we're going to make this as slow and ugly as possible. Remember that 90s ball we all pretend to still love? Here you go. Here's a heaping pile of it.
Yeah, can he do this enough to win this thing? Because my guess is that's probably, Zach, what his secret mission is, because he won't tell. Because I didn't see anybody pick the Cavs to win this series.
I saw very few people do it. And, I mean, I thought it would be a competitive series, but once Kyrie went down, I thought this was over. I thought they'd be lucky to get a game. And even then, that felt pretty generous. But they've just decided to make it a slow game and put the ball in LeBron's hands as much as possible, and he gets to shoot as much as he wants, and probably even more than that. And it's just, here, we're going to make it as slow. We're going to bore you to death, and then hopefully the Warriors' offense will never click. And they've played the defense to make it work. And it's, you know, it's not the prettiest NBA Finals I've ever seen, but it's getting the job done.
What do you think the counter is when you? It's hard to force tempo. And what's been very cool about watching Steve Kerr and Golden State play is allowing the game to come to them, and they seem to get into what they want to do. And it started to happen a little bit late in the game, and you know, they're down 20 points, and it came back to them a little bit. Is there anything strategically that you think they can do to try to make the pace befit their advantages?
You know, I think they do a lot of running the ball, giving the ball up early in the offense, going away from it, and then coming back through, you know, various screens. And I think maybe going away from is the way to go, and just put him in more situations where it's a spread pick and roll, and it's him and a big man, and they're running a two-man game, and you give him space, and you let him attack, and you force him to attack. You tell, you know, it's like when Don Nelson was coaching Steve Nash, and he wanted him to shoot more. I think you need Curry to shoot more, which sounds insane to say for the MVP, who set the record for three-pointers made in the season, but I really think you need him to be an aggressive scorer instead of an aggressive playmaker to start out. I really like the wrinkle of throwing David Lee in there. I think, you know, David Lee hasn't fit with that team concept of what the Warriors like to do throughout the season, but he fits in this style of the series. And you know, all these missed opportunities inside of Draymond Green and Andrew Bogut and Festus Ezeli, all those guys have missed so many chances inside. David Lee doesn't miss those chances. So I think that's maybe the wrinkle that helps them, especially off the bench.
Well, and he certainly looked like the freshest guy in the court because he hasn't played very much, and that's certainly to his advantage. And I you know, it's funny, Zach, because I didn't, watching the series, I didn't even think of David Lee. The David Lee thought never crossed my mind. And there he's, you know, in the part of a rally that was almost damn historic. You're 20 down, And of course, Curry is making shots. I don't care who's playing defense. There's nothing you could do about that. I mean, I those shots were like, it's why they've been making those shots all year. Well, some of them, but not all the time. So I kind of look at it like you can do that, and David Lee can play. But I guess the biggest question I have, aside from what he means and what he can mean to them, is can LeBron hold up for X amount of games left playing 47 to 50 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really have a choice. He has to, and this is, you know, you get down to this point in the season, and it's, you know, Tristan Thompson said today, hey, we may maybe only have four more games left or whatever it's going to end up being. And he's like, you know, you don't really have a choice. You just play and you give whatever you have, and it doesn't seem fair that LeBron has to shoulder as much of the load as he does. Unless you hate LeBron, then you think he's not doing enough. But he, you know, if he wants the title, this is the way to do it. This is the formula that's working so far. I was very confused by the whole David Lee thing, because I was in the building, and when they were in a timeout, I saw him take his warm-ups off, and I thought, well, wow, it's not that hot in here. I don't understand why he's taking his warm-ups off. And then they put him in the game, and I thought, oh, right, he can play.
Has David Blatt saved his job?
Absolutely. I mean, I think going into this series, you could even have thought, all right, maybe he doesn't get fired this summer if they get blown out in the finals, but a slow start in the next season, I think he's gone. And now, you know, two wins away from the NBA championship, whether they come through on this thing or not, I don't see how his job security couldn't be, 100% secure going into next season with, you know, feeling good about the building relationship between him and LeBron. All that can change if LeBron doesn't want him there, but I think you feel good about it right now.
I was going to say about LeBron, too, that do you sense, because you're around all the time, that the hatred for LeBron, and I mean, I don't know how many people, because it's doing record TV numbers, Zach, are they all hate-watching, or are there people who are just basketball fans and genuinely enjoy one of the greatest who ever lived?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a mixture of both. There's certainly –